Massachusetts Labor and Workforce Development Secretary Rachel Caprilian said her office will put up 62 billboards across the state, put ads on the internet, and signs on mass transit in an effort to increase usage of the state's 33 one-stop career centers.
We are rebranding our effort so that job seekers know how much we have here in our career centers and how many services we offer to the job seeker and to the employer.
The career centers offer services such as resume writing, career counseling, and access to online job listings. The centers serve more than 248,000 job seekers and employers annually, according to the State Labor Department. The goal of the rebranding is to increase use of the Career Center's services by 10%. Caprilian, who toured the Career Point Center in Holyoke earlier this week, said helping the long-term unemployed is a priority.
The long-term unemployed is an interesting group because a lot of their impediments are psychological on the part of the employer. Why has this person been out for so long? Is their resume getting looked at in the way that it ought to be? Are their skill sets updated? What can we do to help them, you know, find work in an increasingly technological environment?
The state's unemployment rate has fallen a full percentage point in a year and is now 6%, but there are areas in the state where unemployment remains stubbornly high. The April unemployment rate in Springfield was 8.9%. Caprilian said her office is emphasizing training programs in places like Springfield and Holyoke where employers want to grow but cannot find people with the skills required to fill job openings.
Western Massachusetts is a good place for advanced manufacturing. Those are often jobs that are 18-month training programs that end up with good salaries and have a career ladder that are a ticket to the middle class.
After spending a dozen years in and out of prison following convictions for drug dealing, Manny Cruz went to Career Point for help and now works as a machinist at a plastics factory.
If I could do it, that took me a long time to, you know, get the hang of it, and I've been working for 2 years. I've been doing real good, working long hours, 4 to 4 every day. So it's crazy, but you gotta do it, gotta pay bills.
Career Point and FutureWorks Career Center in Springfield work with the Hampden County Sheriff's Office on a program that offers career guidance and job training to inmates and encourages them to take advantage of the center's programs once they are released. Hampden County Sheriff Michael Ash said more than 10,000 inmates have taken part in the program during the last 12 years, and 73% got jobs they held for at least 6 months.
When you think back at jails and prisons, that was the caption, if you will, that people had out of sight, out of mind. They're all coming back to the community. We want to make the streets and neighborhoods safe, and it's important to have these kind of collaborations.
Career Point Executive Director David Gadare said the reentry program is funded by grants from a half dozen different sources, totaling about $200,000.
The success is obvious. The statistics back us up. Really, what we're hoping for from the secretary is help getting this established as a line item in the state budget.
The Franklin County Sheriff and authorities in Rhode Island have approached Gadare for advice on developing similar programs to help inmates find jobs after release. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.